Hello again. This is Alan Crockett, the Director of Member Communications for ACEC, and this is another episode of Engineering Influence Podcast. We are joined now with Tricia Ruby, who's President and CEO of Ruby & Associates in Bingham Farms, Michigan. Tricia, thank you for joining us.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Tricia, just a little while ago, was presented a 2019 ACEC Community Service Award for her tremendous impact on the community surrounding her. She got to stand in front of her colleagues and have a brief bio about all the things she does for her Detroit area community, and it is truly, truly impressive. Just to give you a little hint, since she became CEO of Ruby & Associates in 2011, the company has donated over $450,000 to local Detroit area and national charities. And her company really supports her staff from giving back to the community. They combined to volunteer 750 plus hours in volunteer time with compensation from their company. So that's a passion that you realize that that's important for the region and important for the community. Not all companies do that. Why do you? Does your company do that?
I think we're really fortunate to be in the field that we're in, and Detroit needs a lot of help. So there's a lot of great nonprofits around, and I just feel compelled to support the community as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Been very fortunate in my life to have healthy kids and healthy family, and I don't know, I just feel like if I can pay forward to help others that haven't had the privilege of good health or whatever else, then I'm happy to do it.
Well, you know, of your really vast history of community involvement, I was particularly impressed with your organization's involvement with Life Remodeled. Tell us a little bit what that entails and how much of a difference has it made?
So Life Remodeled is a really great organization based in Detroit, and they're making their impact by helping neighborhoods, one neighborhood at a time. So they have this week of service every year where they have 10,000 volunteers impact a community. So every year it's a different neighborhood, and so we're among the 10,000 volunteers. We have a group that goes, and this is an organization that my community service team selected. You know, it wasn't me necessarily. I was fully support it, but you know, we have a lot of ideas of what community organizations we want to support. So we get, you know, shovels and weed whackers sometimes, and we've been clearing alleys, and a lot of it is around creating safe spaces for kids to go to school. Mm-hmm. Because in these neighborhoods, the alleys are overgrown and the landscaping is overgrown. There's a lot of abandoned houses, and ultimately it's unsafe for children to walk to school, which is terrible. So the little bit that we can do to help a Detroit kid get to school in a safer way, like, who can't get behind that?
It's beautiful. What fuels this passion to help? I mean, you're running a company, you know. It takes a lot of work and a lot of time to run a successful engineering firm, and yet you still have enough energy, yeah, money to also affect those things and community and people around you.
Sure.
What fuels that?
I'm not even sure. I don't know. I think I've always felt it's important to give back to others. Mm-hmm. I think, like, early on in my life growing up, you know, I was involved in my church, and we went to, you know, D.C. and served in soup kitchens and, you know, went on mission trips, and I guess that was maybe the beginning of the
planted the seed.
But as an adult, I think I just feel very, again, fortunate of the life that I have and the business that I have, and to be able to use the influence And I don't have to ask anybody for money. I get to say if we're going to donate money. I don't have to say, I don't have to have a case.
I have a campaign.
I just get to say yes. And I say yes a lot, and it feels really good to say yes. I have a lot of friends that run nonprofits locally, and so I'm happy to support them in any way that I can, whether through time or money or exposure. So I do as much of that as I can.
And there's a lot of need in the area.
There's a lot of need.
Yes. Well, tell me what about, you know, we only gave the audience a slice of your community involvement. Is there anything that you are particularly excited about or proud about, and what happened and why did you get involved and what was the result?
That's an easy one to answer. So I'm currently board chair of Judson Center, and Judson Center is an organization that's been around for 95 years, started as an adoption and foster care agency, but has grown into an agency that also helps children with autism, families affected by mental health issues and neglect. We have vocational services as well for adults and children with disabilities. We provide employment and help them find employment. So one of my best friends has two boys with autism, and they're 19 and 20 now. But I've watched her as a parent struggle through, and gets me all.
It's okay.
And I have three healthy, amazing children. And I...
Now I understand that passion.
I didn't have any struggles with my kids. My kids are like the best things on the planet. So,
well, they got you fooled, huh?
Right. They totally do.
Very smart kids.
So, anyway, very, very passionate about it. Sorry, I'm just totally crying on the podcast.
Okay. It really is. So, people understand your passion, and that's the important thing.
Well, and I want to say the fun part about being board chair now is I get to work with their CEO on a regular basis. I mean, she calls me every day almost. And I really feel like I'm helping them as a business. You know, I'm like her business advisor in many ways. So in addition to just the passion for the mission, I feel like my leadership in my own firm is helping me help her in the leadership of the nonprofit. So I've been on a ton of committees, but it's really not until I became board chair that I feel like I've really been able to affect the leadership of the organization. Which is awesome.
That's a familiar refrain from the other engineers who receive community service awards, is that they feel like they had a special skill, lucky enough to have a special skill that obviously was needed, and so they just step right in there and help pull the chain with everybody else, and all of a sudden great things are accomplished. So that's just wonderful, wonderful. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me what you felt like when you were standing there and everybody's talking about all your great accomplishments.
It's nice to be recognized. I certainly don't do any of this to be recognized. I feel like we have to set a great example for the people around us, and I think I've hopefully set an example for our staff, and they're certainly all in on donating their time. And one thing I've said to my staff is, if it's important to you, it's important to me. So if they have a kindergarten that's raising money for a new sign of their school, then I will certainly support that. Or if there's a baseball team that somebody's playing for, then, you know, if that's important to an employee of mine, then it's important to me, and I'll donate to that. And so it's been fun to be able to use the, you know, that, like I said, I don't have to ask for permission. I can decide all by myself, and it's been really rewarding just to help the community in whatever way I can, and through our people, and to be recognized for it is really wonderful.
Well, you have a very lucky staff also.
Thank you.
Congratulations on receiving such a prestigious award, and good luck to you. Thank you for joining us
today. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Good luck in the future.
Right. Thank you.